Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Trump has unveiled a $12 billion aid package aimed at supporting American farmers. Speaking during a White House roundtable, Trump emphasized that the funding was not a response to farmers struggling under his tariff policies, but rather a corrective measure to what he described as harmful policies from the Biden administration. U.S. farmers have faced steep losses this year, particularly in soybean sales, as China turned to South American suppliers amid stalled trade negotiations. Democratic Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota's 2nd District says, while she's encouraged to see USDA acknowledge this fact, I'm disappointed that the president can find $40 billion to bail out Argentina and its farmers, but find far less to help Americans here at home. Republican Representative Tom Emmer says Trump is putting American farmers first, and his announcement is further proof of his commitment to their success. State lawmakers say Minnesota is still suffering with a severe housing crisis. There's not enough starter homes to go around. Republican Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls says he will again push for legislation to make owning a home more affordable.
We see the median age of a first-time home buyer nearing 40 years old. And so I'll be working again this session to pass the Minnesota Starter Home Act, which will legalize starter homes here in Minnesota and help young families get into homeownership.
Former United Health Group CEO Dr. William McGuire has been tapped to serve as a consultant in ongoing negotiations between Fairview Health Services and the University of Minnesota. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced McGuire's involvement as part of a mediation team working to secure a new agreement. The current agreement is set to expire next year. In other headlines, investigators are searching for the cause of a massive fire that tore through a mosque and school in Prior Lake early this morning. The blaze broke out at the Masjid Hamza Mosque and Baitul Hikmah Academy. Fire crews from several departments rushed to the scene, battling flames for hours as part of the roof collapsed. Authorities say the building is a total loss. Thankfully, no one was inside at the time and no injuries were reported. The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. According to spokesman Dan Furry, every dollar dropped into a kettle remains in the community where it's collected, directly supporting local programs and families in need.
Every dollar, as an example, will provide two meals to a family that's in need. So know that your donations are making a huge difference in Minnesota.
Furry says there is a shortage of bell ringers. He says thousands of shifts go unfilled every year. This is MNN.